Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny, December wheat up 5.25 cents, and November beans up a penny and 3/4. Currently, we've got crude oil up 15 cents a barrel. The U.S. dollar is down 24 ticks. Metals are a little bit higher, and the bonds are up almost a full point here. The market's still trying to digest yesterday's report. Had a little bounce back overnight. Beans were higher and lower. We held 941. If we close under 942 on a closing basis, I'd say that would open up the door to some lower prices out here. We did have some export sales this morning, 126,000 metric tons of beans to China, 115,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, and 126,000 metric tons of bean meal to unknown. So a little bit of export business there, which always helps. We're going to get a little bit of frost in the upper Midwest. I don't think it's going to do much damage at this time of year. I think it's all it's going to really do is kill some weeds out there. I think we're going to be 80% harvested in the next 2 to 3 weeks, 85%. I don't see any real issues out here. The weather looks pretty good next week for a lot of harvest activity. Some rain showers here and there, but for the most part, we're going to get a lot of work done. Where do we go from here? Yesterday's reports indicate, you know, just huge crops. The biggest problem are the carryovers, the bean carryover, up 4 million metric tons worldwide to 77. We still have almost a 250 million metric ton carryout in the wheat. The corn is at 217. You know, it's down just a little bit, but still big numbers out here. When you look at the U.S. carryouts, still big numbers. I don't think that the final numbers are going to be smaller than what was reported today. I think there's more crop out there that's going to need to get picked up at some point. Again, we have the logistics issues. We've got plenty of storage issues out here. And I just think over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we can see some lower prices. I think we had the one chance yesterday to really try to shake the funds in and to get them to cover and to get the government to have smaller payments out here. But we really didn't do very well after that report, obviously, you know, breaking a dime out here. So I think that, you know, the pros are going to be looking to sell the rallies. And I would agree with that here for the time being. We might get an opportunity in here, you know, first of the month, something like that, to take a look at establishing long positions once you've sold the grain. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.